Oui, monsieur Sid, oui. Oui, comment ça va ce matin? Oui, oui, c'est vrai, parce que... Oui. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All three of you.
Good morning.
I have no idea what you just said, so I hope it was positive.
Well, it's we never say anything negative here in the studio. We always try to make our visitors as comfortable as possible. So what we're going to do this morning is that we're going to start from my left to go to my right and make sure you introduce yourself, including the photographer.
Okay, let me move this over.
Hi, I'm Ramsey.
Ramsey, good morning to you.
Hey, I'm Tyler Thigpen. I'm the president of Acadiana Food Circle.
What's that last name?
Thigpen. I'm from Alabama. It's not Thigpen. Thigpen. It's not a local name.
I thought it was Pigpen. Okay. All right. No. Okay.
And good morning. My name is Mark Hernandez. I'm owner of Mark and Mary's City Farm here in Lafayette.
Okay.
My name's Seth Rung. I play bass and sing in the band Maker's Reel.
Okay.
And they'll be playing tonight at the fundraiser we're going to be talking about.
That's right. Okay, let's talk about Food Circle.
Okay.
We're talking about that.
Yeah, Acadiana Food Circle. It is a community-based nonprofit. Our mission is to facilitate the connection of local consumers to local producers and to educate the public on healthy local food choices. And tonight we have Fresh and Local 2. We were here last year to promote it with you.
Right.
And this year it's a little different format. We have a farmer's market, which will consist of Mark and Mary City Farm and a bunch of other people who will either be selling stuff or disseminating educational materials about the local foods movement. And then we'll have Tommy Michaud on the porch leading a porch jam. That'll be fun. He's always fun. And then at that same time, between 7 and 9, that's the first segment of the fundraiser, Carpe Diem, Jolie's Louisiana Bistro, Great Harvest Bread Company, and St. Street Inn will be giving away 250 portions of free food. So get there at 7 because it'll go fast.
All healthy stuff.
Yeah. And then after that, we have four bands. It's going to be Holy Ghost People starting at 9. Mm-hmm. At 10, we have The Pits, the all-girls kind of rock band. They're real fun. Then we have Makers Real, Seth's band, who will also be playing at Festival International this year. We're really excited about that. And then at closing out the bands is Sassafras Jubilee. And then DJ Andre Broussard, your own, is going to be doing a dance party starting at 1. And that was really successful last year.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, Seth, we're going to have to go to you because he's the band. He's the man behind the sounds, the music.
Yeah.
Now, you know... how do you dress, though, anyway, for this?
Dress?
Well, you have an all-girl band.
Yeah.
And then you come in with an all-male band. Is that what it is?
Yes, all males.
Yeah, all males. Okay, yeah. So you're going to dress in a little...
Maybe.
No, that's all right.
You don't wear a suit and tie or anything.
You don't have to answer that question. I'm just joking. What part do you play in this?
I play bass and I sing. Mm-hmm. We all... help write the songs, and it's a rock and roll group.
Why in the Acadiana Food Circle? What makes you?
I don't know. It's a good program, and I'm friends with Tyler, and I'm for everything it's about.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing it for free, pro bono.
Well, too.
Well, good.
No, they're really, really talented. Cheryl Castile played their stuff the other day, and,
and well, good. Well, good. I want to hear some of that the music.
Sure,
we have it here.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the studio.
Okay. We're good. Hernandez, what do you?
Oh, it's Cecil Doyle might have stolen it the other day.
Yeah, that's what happens all the time when you have good music like that. Cecil just put it away someplace where he can play it himself. How do you? And I know you have your own food, natural food. Is that natural food?
We grow sustainably.
Yeah, it's not. It's
no pesticides, no chemical fertilizers.
Well, how do you go around making sure that the insects are not eating up your product?
Well, I mean, the basic source is the soil preparation. So anytime you have healthy soil, the plants are able to withstand a lot of pests and disease. And learning the life cycles of the different insects helps out as well. So if we, you know, for example, cucumber beetles are a pretty bad problem. So we plant crops that maybe deter cucumber beetles.
Okay.
And so there's all kinds of different techniques that we use. But I just like to say that, you know, for all those people out there who enjoy local, fresh, you know, produce, it's a great idea to support Acadiana Food Circle with this event because for me as a local grower, what they provide for us is wonderful, you know. It gets the word out there and it helps to promote our business through
good.
This directory.
Well, good, because I'm an ag graduate, but this has been a long time. I had taken horticulture when I was probably in 62, and you probably was just being thought of. Is that right? And I took entomology too, and all of that kind of stuff. But it's been a long time since I've already dealt with it.
Sure.
But, we really have to go and visit your farm.
I would love that, yeah.
Because when you talk about cycle and planting and trying not to use pesticide.
Correct.
It is kind of mind-boggling for many people who actually have a home garden.
Yeah.
Because the very first thing they will do is that when they see a ladybug, beetle, or something, and they want to spray it.
That's right.
And they don't really know the beneficial part of all of this.
Yeah.
And so
Well, I think part of our mentality in our culture is a quick fix. So anything that you know we can take care of right away is what we're kind of oriented to. And so this organic movement is more of a patient type approach to gardening. Mm-hmm. You know, you may have some insect damage. You may have some problems with certain diseases and things. And you have to learn the source of those diseases and those insect damage and work with the nature and the soil and all. And it may take a few years to really alleviate you know, whatever the problem might be, you know. And so patience is utmost importance.
Patience is most important. Correct. Melvin, let's go to music and then we'll come back and close out with him. And we'll come back and talk about something else about the food part of it and all of this and the benefits.
That's always the fun part.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I find another woman, I won't be back.
Well, we got we only have about 3 more minutes before we go into a break. So, Melvin, I'm just going to tell folks that what's taking place tomorrow at 2 o'clock over at the Holiday Inn Holodome. It's Southern University Annual Founders Day program is going to be taking place. And highlighting this year will be the athletic department and the head coach, a football coach, the new one, is going to be there. He's going to be the guest speaker, and we'll be questioning him about the future of the football team and the Department of Athletics over at Southern University. So we want to invite all of the general public to come in and support. All funds that are raised goes to fund scholarship for deserving students who want to attend Southern University in Baton Rouge. People have to understand that the Southern University is a historical black college, predominantly black, and it's a team up with LSU for various classes and courses that are taught at the university that you can take and get credit for both universities. So we want to try to inform the public about what is taking place and what's so important about keeping Southern University and predominantly black universities alive, and that it was once a university that, and still is, to educate people throughout the world who have come across us. We have thousands and thousands of graduates, such as myself, who have gone through those doors and were educated to prepare ourselves to become productive and profitable citizens across this wonderful globe we call America, and the United States of America, and the world, of course. So tomorrow, it's an opportunity for people to come out, and you are invited, any one of you who want to come in. It is a cost of a donation of $35, and you get a chance to meal, and you get a chance to talk to some of us and the coaches that are coming in from the various department of the athletic at Southern University. We'll have the head basketball coach, the track coach, the football coach, and even probably the bowling coach and the tennis coach, the golf coach. And we'll have all of those people that's going to be there. It's going to start at 2 o'clock, and that's tomorrow, again, at the Holiday Inn Holodome tomorrow. So all funds goes towards scholarships. And so you just come out and support us, and I'm inviting all of you who are listening and pass it on to your friends and graduates of Southern University. You're also welcome to come in and be with us tomorrow. If you want to just come in and just talk to us and listen to what takes place, we're going to have some the past and now the present. We'll be right back with more Zydeco right after this. We've got a few seconds? Okay. I'm the presidente. I'm the president. Yeah. I'm the president. Yeah. What? Yeah. We got it. It's Dr. Calvin Walker, who is head of the animal science at Southern University. Swine. He's bringing it.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology. Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon, presenting Fresh and Local, a fundraiser benefiting the Acadiana Food Circle, coming up this Saturday night, with food from local food eateries and featuring music from Tommy Michaud, The Pits, Sassafras Jubilee, and DJ Andre Broussard. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
Yeah, the Food Circle people, they were talking about a fundraiser, but they never did say where it's going to take place.
Okay, here you go. It's at the Blue Moon Saloon, and it starts at 7 p.m. And So get there early, because like I said, there are 250 portions from 4 different restaurants of free food featuring local foods. And then there's a farmer's market, and that stuff will sell out quick too because there's a lot of good stuff. And also, we have an event page on Facebook if you search Acadiana Food Circle. And we also have a website, acadianafoodcircle.org, where you can access a directory and find out who is selling locally all the time, not just the event for tonight, but we have an events page. And we have a beautiful poster that somebody did for us. And so you can check that out online. Get all the details.
We were just talking about how can we get the information to the community. Mm-hmm. We're talking about here. We're talking on this station, but there are a lot of other persons who are across this area who probably need to be informed about eating healthy. And we were just talking about that. Some people who are obese, because of the fact is that last night watching on television, there was a program that was devoted primarily to that and how to eat healthy. And people were talking about, well, saying it's kind of expensive to do so. But it depends on how you shop and what is it that you look for. And this is an opportunity to be able to learn about how to eat healthy and grow your own food, actually. It doesn't take very much, right, Hernandez? Doesn't take very much of a plot of land.
That's right. I mean, typically, you know, a family of four probably could live on maybe a 50 by 50 area garden, which really is not a big area, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I mean, you know, buying locally, eating locally, growing your own food, to me, it's a health insurance policy for yourself, you know. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Just keep on going.
Yeah. So there's many times when you know, people assume that buying local stuff is expensive, and really, when you start to contemplate the issues with our health issues here, mm-hmm. it's really not that expensive to eat and buy locally, and growing food, even if you don't have a green thumb, isn't really not difficult. I'd suggest for anyone who's getting started, maybe grow some of the things that are a little bit easier to grow, green beans. Okra, those type of things that really don't have a whole lot of issues, you know.
That's the truth. I know that. And then Sepp is having a problem. He can't hear us.
Can't plug in.
He can't plug in. You know, the man with the music, because I was going to ask him, what kind of music do you play?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. The rock and roll music. That's what you do. Now, you rock and you roll.
Rock and roll.
Okay. Now, how do you rock? And how do you roll?
With his bass.
With my bass.
Well, do you roll on the floor?
No, we don't roll on the floor.
And you get a rocking chair?
No. You just feel the music.
And only when he's practicing. Yeah.
And by the way, he is from the famous community of Nunez.
Yes, sir.
And I know exactly where you are, where you're from. And the big town of Caplon. They don't say Caplon. They say Caplon.
Caplon.
That's right. And you got to say it right. You got to say it Caplon.
Caplon.
That's right. Hey, you got it right. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Actually, we have people who are going to be there tonight. My food coach, she is a dietitian. She's part of Acadiana Food Circle. And then Jonathan Kastner and some other people who are chefs that use local foods in their mm-hmm. cooking. And the wonderful thing about these markets, any market you go to, the people are so helpful and they'll answer all your questions almost where you're like, why are you telling me this? I could just be paying you, you know, but they want to help spread the word and help you learn. And all these farmers, like I used to do a community-supported ag share with Mark and Mary City Farm, and they put recipes in there. They show you how to cook what you're buying and what you're getting, and that's really helpful.
Well, that's important to know how to cook the food as well.
Yeah, otherwise it goes to waste. I mean, you got to know how to prepare it.
But isn't there a movement for that right now for Whole Food?
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, there's a business, I think, that's getting ready to open.
Right,
in
Whole
Lafayette.
Foods, yeah.
That's right. And I noticed that my son flew in from Atlanta last night, and we were sitting down talking about Whole Food. Mm-hmm. And he said that there's a wonderful place. And people, and that's also, that's a good place for employment, for young people can learn about food. Now, cooking, of course, is important. Now, we were talking about Melvin earlier, is that we can talk about this here at, on the UL campus in this beautiful station that we are privileged to work in, is what about going into the communities that are that we are affected by the lack of whole, healthy eating food?
Well, that's a really – that's a good segue because there's a Healthy Living Club grant, which is funded by Blue Cross Blue Shield and Acadiana Food Circle, and probably about 30 other entities are a part of it. I think it's a $2 to $4 million grant. It helped acquire the horse farm. And we were invited by the city to be a part of it. And the main goal is to eliminate these food deserts. Food deserts are areas where maybe people only have Dollar General, like over on Louisiana Avenue. They don't have places to go get fresh, local, or even just fresh produce. And so what we're trying to do is establish farmers markets and really get out into the community and spread the word. And so a lot of our funding lately, like our website, mm-hmm. our directory, our branding, has all come from the Healthy Living Club, because we're going to be distributing a printed directory with information like Mark's farm to these areas so they can call. And Mark and Mary will deliver. You know, there are other people who will do that. So, you know, that'll really help eliminate those the areas where people don't have access to this.
Well, good. And we're talking about also we're gonna come back after this selection here. We're gonna play a couple of selection, and we're gonna come back and close out. I want you to think about this, and what about the schools? How can we then bridge this gap that we have right now along with the school? Back to you, Melvin.
Baby, yeah. Ooh. Reveal the truth.
No, you didn't have me on. I said, that's the 24th or the 21st? Oh, okay. Wow. Same old two-step? It is, no doubt about that. What's that? Oh, I see. Hmm. It means that it's in the past. But you don't dress. You don't dress formula. Now you're thinking about dressing formula. That's not. It's not. Tux. It's not what you got to thinking about, Melvin. This is just in the past.
Elsido's closed?
I don't know. Huh. Well, no, it hasn't closed.
Okay.
It did not close. It just changed names.
Okay.
It's Elsido's. Elsido's name is in the past. Mm-hmm. That's the address. That's the address.
Oh.
Melvin, it's new. What it is is that we are in the past. Hey, yeah, that's the past. Okay, well, Major Handy and Tennessee Waltz. Oh yeah, the toothpick man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, we need to do that. Yeah, they're looking for that volunteer. That's what it is. It's to help the sheriff. Yeah, to help the sheriff department in teaching, discipline, and all of that. I think that's what it is. Yeah. Well, you know, I always know. Yeah. Okay. Well, like we did in the past. Yeah, certainly can do that. Well, let's play a song and then we'll come back and close out with the Acadiana Food Circle group. They're visiting with us. They're going to talk about the schools and talk about how can they get into the school.
Ramassé de coton. Yippie les mots. et patate. Y Billy Ma et coupette de corn. Oh, y tu que chore comme ça. I'm a king cutter, oh yeah, I'm a king cutter, I'm a potato digger.
We're going to try this again. Apparently something, some technical difficulty, which could be me. March 16th through the 17th, March 16th, Frelo Cove, they will be having their four-wheelers, golf carts, bikers, tractors, and horses to come out to represent you. So come out and enjoy yourself. And that's at Frelo Cove. The gate open at 8 a.m. this morning. It's at Leday's Family Place on Highway 190. To Highway 103, and you just got to look for the signs of DJ Short Doggy and DJ Lil D will be performing, plenty of refreshments and foods, and then they will move March the 17th to Ville Platte, and that will be the trail ride at Donald Ray's place, and that's on Highway 1161 and Pine Point Road. The gates open at 8 a.m. until the ride leaves at 12 noon. Music by DJ Bubba, donation $10. Live entertainment 3 p.m. until by no other than Big Brother, the Boss, Mr. Keith Frank, and the Zydeco Band. Swallow Zydeco Band will be there starting at 3 p.m. and that will be at Donald Ray's place. Plenty of security. Enter at your own risk. DJ Big Bubba. If you need more information, call him at 337-831-4910. Volunteers are needed. And call Karen Hebert at 237-2090, extension 114, and that is to help the Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Training to help support people. And Pillar of Hope is having their activity on Sunday, April the 7th. This is a fundraiser for cancer patient Rhonda Carmouche, and Major Handy and his Zydeco Band, Gerald Falk, the Inner City Blues Band, Lurie Segui, Zydeco Ray, and special guest DJ Carl T. Sandwich sale starts at 12 noon in the grounds at the club, 1523, the formerly El Cidos and the Zydeco Blues Band. And for more information, call Mary Chevalier at 337-280-3735 or 337-266-5840. If you want to get your GED, some of you have been talking about it. Nice time to get it done. Let's see. You can call 337-521-7268. You can call that number, and that's to get you more information on registering, because it will start on April the 2nd. They will start registering, and the first location will be located at SLCC, where you can go and register to get your GED. And go get it, and you'll be more than pleased with yourself to get it done. Dance to Cure Cancer, Sunday, March the 24th. Schedule for the Dance to Cure will be at Grant Street Dance Hall starting at 12 noon, from 12 noon to 9:30 p.m. So get ready. Gino Delafoss, Ruben Moreno, Joe Hall, Chubby Carrier, Terry and the Bad Boys, Curly Taylor, Wayne and the same old two-step. All of that will be happening on March 24th at the Dance Hall. We're going to play some music, and then we'll be right back. This is going out to Chubby Carrier this morning. And Chubby Carrier, this is coming from Andre Harris, who is more, he's all excited about playing with you the other day. So just want to send this out to you.
Are you ready? Let's make a move right here.